I'm Maria Dudzek, and I'm joined in the studio by George Pasley. He is a poet and is making a presentation at the Ketchikan Public Library on March 1st. Also, he recently went to Cuba, and if I understand correctly, George, you wrote some new poetry based on your experiences there.
I did. I knew before I went that I would probably be inspired to write some, and I actually wrote about two a day. I wrote 13 or 14 while I was there or on the way back. And I was with a group of other Presbyterians, and we visited 8 Presbyterian churches. So I think at 6 of those, I actually read my poem for them and had it translated for them so that they could hear it. So, yeah.
And what prompted you to decide to go to Cuba? Was this a Presbyterian group effort, or was there something that sparked this trip?
Well, I've always been interested in travel to certain places, and in particular, the sort of travel that would allow me to really meet some local people in certain parts of the world. But I haven't had the opportunity to do that for 15 years. But last summer, I was looking upon a list. There's a group. It's called the Presbyterian Outreach Foundation. It's an independent foundation that supports the mission and work of Presbyterian congregations around the world. And one of the ways they do that is connect American Presbyterians with people in other parts of the world so that they can partner up with them. And so they organized trips to do that. And so I was looking at a list of their trips, and frequently they're quite far away and quite expensive. And I saw this one to Cuba, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that would be wonderful. So I signed up right away. So there were 18 of us, almost all of them from the East Coast, but there was one guy from California and me from Alaska. So I was quite a sight for all those Cubans to see.
Probably everyone asks when you're from Alaska or all about Alaska, I find when I travel.
Yeah,
well,
the Cubans, the first thought was like, oh, cold up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what were your impressions of Cuba?
Well, the first thing I noticed is like, oh, all Latin American countries are not the same. I've been to Guatemala, and Cuba was very different from Guatemala. I've been to Jamaica, which I had to fly over to Cuba to get there, and Cuba was very different from Jamaica. So every country is different. And my impression was that people are very hardworking, very diligent, and they were exceptionally friendly. And it was amazing to hear the stories of all the struggles they had been through, and yet they were still out there working away and sharing their happiness with us. So I was very glad to be there, and it was not a place that I wanted to leave right away, but it did.
And you spent about a week there?
We were there exactly a week, yeah.
And did you see the countryside? Did you mostly stay towards cities? What was your travel like?
We spent 3 days in Havana and then 4 days in a city that was only just a little more than 30 miles to the east of there, Matanzas, and another larger city. And while we were in Matanzas, we made these excursions out into the country, but we didn't go very, very far. So mostly just in that kind of northern, central part of Cuba is all we saw.
And you had intended to write poetry, it sounds like you said, while you were heading.
Well, I didn't do it intentionally. I write a poem every Sunday morning intentionally, and sometimes I pick, I'm going to write a poem every day this month on a certain theme. Those are intentional. I just knew that I would write while I was in Cuba. And the first couple kind of came accidentally to me. And then the others, I'm like, okay, what did I see today and what can I write about? Yeah.
And so were they specific to Cuba, or did it just sometimes be whatever your thoughts were that day, whether it was related to that?
They were all specific to Cuba, although you don't necessarily tell from the poem unless they tell you the story about it. But some of them you can tell from the poem that that's what it was about.
Okay, and would you like to share a couple of your poems?
Yeah, well, we we spent 4 days in a town called Matanzas, and I had read a history of Matanzas before I went and recalled that it was considered a city for poets because there are lots of poets there. And actually, kind of fortuitously, at the seminary where we stayed, there was a small group of students. There were classes going on at the time. But one of them evidently was a poet, and we heard him recite a couple of love poems at their Valentine's Day party, and they were translated into English for us, and they were really great poems. And then we found out that one of the churches had as their mission, they supported something called Vespers, and we didn't know what that was. And they said, oh, it's a monthly gathering of poets. So we all knew that Matanzas was a place full of poets. So I started thinking about, well, what kind of things might they be writing about? And so that inspired me to write this one. If I was a poet of Matanzas, I would write of the things that bring my tears, the discouragement of the young, the exit of my friends, the poverty of the old. And on more sunlit days, I might write of the things that make me proud, the beauty of this land, the courage of my people, the spirit of our culture. But I am a poet from long distance. Those poems are not mine to pen. So I shall write of what I see and hear, the beauty your people make when they prevail in their struggle for Esperanza, hope, Amore, love, and Gozo, joy. And I actually got to read that at a church in Matanzas after their people had actually been telling us how hard their struggle was during the times of economic hardship of the 90s. And I just felt blessed that I had that to share with them.
It sounds like you had probably quite an adventure.
It was. And I was able to go out for a walk every morning I was there. So 3 mornings in Havana. And I was walking around Havana one morning and found actually the house where Victor Hugo lived and wrote. And I just stumbled upon it by accident. And it was actually open because they were mopping the floor. So I was able to walk in and see that just on discovery. And I found flower shops and wholesale fruit markets and bread vendors and parents walking their kids to school. It was really, really wonderful.
Okay. And would you like to share another poem, or did you just have the one picked out?
Well, I had some other poems, but that was the only one I had picked out from Cuba. It's kind of springtime, and it shouldn't be springtime, but it is. And people are talking about their gardens. So this was one I wrote a month ago when people were wishing it was springtime and that they could get out and plant their gardens. It begins, "Does the seed yearn to sprout, waiting in the cold earth for spring? Or are they content no matter the circumstances, be they in a packet, on the shelf, in the ground, or dropped and forgotten along the lane? And afterwards, when the tender shoot has broke the bonds of earth and stretched out towards the sun, what became of the seed? It is no more. And is it happy then?"
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. And again, when is your presentation? That's March 1st. What time?
It's March 1st. That's Tuesday. And it's at the library at 6:45. So the library on Tuesday and Wednesday, where those days came from, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it closed at 8. So we'll start about 6:45, and we'll be finished up at 8.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very, very much for being here and sharing your story with us and sharing some of your poems.
Thank you.
Again, George Pasley, and he will be presenting some of his poems at a reading at the Ketchikan Public Library. Again, that's Tuesday, March 1st, beginning at 6:45 p.m.